open your Bibles to the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 15. In your Scofield Reference Bible, page 234, we'll read the 15th verse of the 15th chapter, and then we'll read three more verses from other chapters in the same book. But first of all, Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 15, page 234 in your Scofield Bible. And let's stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God. We'll read this verse all together. And let's read. Ready? And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in the land of Egypt, and the Lord thy God redeemed thee. Therefore I command thee this thing today. Now, verse 12 of chapter 16, the 12th verse of chapter 16. Ready? Let's read. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Egypt, and thou shalt observe and do these statutes. Now, chapter 24, page 242 in your Scofield Bible, or rather 243. Chapter 24 and verse 18. Let's read. But thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Egypt, and the Lord thy God redeemed thee thence. Therefore I command thee to do this thing. And now verse 22. Let's read. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in the land of Egypt. Therefore I command thee to do this thing. And let's pray. Father, we have a great church. Thank you for its ministry, not just to this area, but to the nation, yes, to the world. We're fortunate to be a part of First Baptist Church of Hammond. But as we realize the privilege, let us also realize the responsibility. Help us in these days to give our best. Bless, we pray, this particular hour. We pray that you'd bless and help to meet the needs of hungry hearts. Father, give us a heart that's hungry for thee, for thy word. And bless toward that end that our preacher would know thy power and blessing as he preaches in Jesus' name. Amen.
It's wonderful. I want to speak this morning to you on something that's not very bombastic, but it's something that you need to think about. All the verses read a while ago, four different passages said about the same thing. It said, remember that you were in Egypt as slaves. Remember that you were once bondmen. Over and over again in the Bible it says, remember. Remember all the things that God has done for you. Remember all those journeys that you traveled. Remember. Remember Lot's wife, Bible says. As oft you do this, do it in remembrance of me, the Bible says. Over and over again, we're commanded to remember, and not only to remember, but we're commanded what to remember. I want to speak to you this morning on that little subject, and I want you to hear me carefully. Father, I sure would like to be a help and blessing to these people. For these almost 36 years, we've stood behind this same piece of wood. It's been recovered several times. We've tried to give the people strength and encouragement and help. We've tried to relay the message that we felt that you asked for us to bring. And once again, I do so. Give me the ear, the hearts of the people in these moments, please. Amen. I owe the title of this sermon to Mrs. Hiles. I asked her recently if she remembered something, and that something was a negative thing that had happened way back yonder, not between us, but to us. And Mrs. Hiles replied, no, she did not remember that. And I said, you have a bad memory, don't you? She replied, I have a selective memory. And boy, she knocked me off the Christmas tree. I have a selective memory. Man, I wrote that down. That's one of my original statements in my new book. I have a selective memory. Boy, it's hard on a preacher when his wife's smarter than he is. You know that? You know how that is, Brother Nichols. But it's tough. And I thought, what a statement. Now, then I got thinking, you can't decide what you remember. Then I remembered one of my most oft-repeated statements that I've used this morning already. Put down that pen. But anyway, I said in my Sunday school class morning, the statement that I've made the most often since I've been here is, God loves you. But the quote so reminded me that he thought it was put that pen down. But anyway, are you through laughing? I'll go on with the sermon if you are. But I remembered one of my most oft-repeated statements. God never commands us to do anything that we cannot will to do. God says, rejoice. That means I can decide to be happy because God commands me. God says, be content. That means I can decide to be content because God commands me to be content. I said again, I've said it often, God never commands us to do anything that we cannot decide or will to do. That means when God says remember and tells us what to remember, that means that we can decide what we remember. So, I can choose what to remember. By the way, he also tells us things to forget. That means if God tells me what I can and forget, look at me now, that means that I can forget, because God would not command me to forget something if I could not choose or will to forget that. Now you say, Brother Hiles, you can't help that. You've preached, Brother Hiles. Everything you hear is stored up in your mind. That's true. Let me use a computer as an example. You program, I don't know a thing about a computer. They're spooky to me. I mean, I don't want to look at one. Yeah, I'm not against them. You can have all you want to, but I'm not touching one of that thing. I mean, when I can stand in Manila in the Philippine Islands, and they can punch a few little doojiggers and find out what seat I like on an airplane in Chicago Airport and find out within 60 seconds, I'm not going to hang around. They're demon possessed. But anyway, they tell me you can program a computer. All you computer engineers and experts, we got them all over the building, and it's in there. But you can decide what to bring up. If you don't want to, you don't have to bring up a certain thing. Now everything that's ever happened to you is stored up here in your mind. Every word you've ever heard is stored in your mind. But you can choose what is stored up there that you bring on the screen. That's up to you. So consequently, you can't keep, if you listen to dirty words, read dirty literature, it's going to be stored up there. But you don't have to think about those things, because you can decide by punching a few buttons what is brought out of that computer. Now God said, though you cannot decide what is programmed in the computer of your mind, you can decide what to bring up on the screen and what to think about. And God says, you're supposed to remember some things. Now, all of us, listen to me carefully, all of us, or each of us today, has bad things we could remember that would make us bitter. But if you're bitter today, you've chosen to be bitter. See what I said? You have chosen to be bitter. You say, I didn't decide to get bitter. No, but you pushed the buttons that brought on the screen of your mind the things that would make you remember things that were negative that make you bitter. Likewise, if you have joy, you've chosen to have joy. God said, rejoice. That's a command, not a request, a command. Rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Again, he said, rejoice evermore, or always rejoice. Now, that means that down inside your mind, there are things that are stored that could make you bitter and make you unhappy, or there are things that are stored that could make you praise God and rejoice in the good things of God.
Now, God said, I want you to remember certain things. That means this. By the way, likewise, you can push the button and you can put things on the computer of your mind, on the screen, that'll make you grateful to God. Now, everybody in this room this morning has ample reason to be bitter if you chose not to remember the negative things. But everybody in this room has ample reason to be grateful if you chose the positive things. Now, it's up to you. By the way, you haven't had a whole lot more bad happen to you than the guy sitting beside you has. And you haven't had a whole lot more happen to you than a woman sitting beside you has. In fact, she's your wife. She's had a lot worse things happen to her. Now, I'm trying to say that you're not the only person who's got a heartache. You're not the only person who has a... Hey, listen to me over here. Hey, listen to me. I'm preaching to you. You're not the only person who has a heartache. You're not the only person who has problems. It all depends on what you remember. You can choose by your will to remember the bad things and be bitter and negative, unhappy, and sad. Or you can obey God and remember what God says to remember. And you can bring up that can make you grateful and make you shout. By the way, you folks that have, every once in a while, have a spell here in this auditorium. You say, but the house, they're more emotional. No, they push the different buttons. Oh, Brother House, we got a nut. I have a nut that's sitting beside me. Yes, he has a nut sitting beside him, too. He's a loud nut. You're a quiet nut. He's a shouting nut. You're a griping nut. He's a Baptist nut. You're a Catholic nut. I'm trying to tell you the difference between the happy people here is not circumstance. It's what button they push on the computer of life to bring up before them the negatives or the positives. Now, that means that, now listen carefully, that means that you can remember that your dad didn't play ball with you when you were a boy. Or you can remember the fact that the days that he worked hard to keep food on your table. You can sit there and say, my dad didn't teach me character. It's obvious somebody forgot to teach it to you. My dad did. You can remember that. And if you want to, you can bring that up, and you can be bitter at your dad, or you can realize how many times he got it before daybreak, went out and got the car started when it was zero, when it was ice on the ground, and went to work and worked hard, and with his hands, greasy hands, he brought home the bacon and the food and put food on your table and food in your stomach, you ungrateful pig, and clothes on your back and a roof over your head. That's up to you. You can choose by selective memory to remember that Dad didn't take you to watch the Cubs, which is a great blessing, by the way. Or Dad fed you and clothed you. It's up to you. And I'm saying, Mrs. Hiles is saying, you ought to have a selective memory. If you don't like your sermon, blame her. That means you can remember that your mother never taught you to cook or sew. Or you can remember that your mother went to the jaws of death and offered her life to give you life. You can remember that your mother was never close to you and never gave you counsel that you thought you ought to have. Or you can remember that she nurtured you and she cooked meals for you and washed your clothes and ironed your clothes and kept your house. I'm trying to say there's not a person, I don't care how bad your mother was, there's not a person here. If she gave birth to you, you can remember that she entered the jaws of death, and you can thank God for your mama. I'm sick and tired of these stupid psychiatrists around the country saying, it's your daddy's fault, it's your mama's fault. My Bible said, every man will give an account of himself to God. It's up to you. Have a selective memory. You can remember that one time a friend hurt you. Or you can remember all the good times that you had with that friend and the many good things that friend did. There are people here this morning. You're bitter at somebody. You won't speak to somebody because after 10 or 15 years of having good times and receiving good from them, they did one thing to hurt you, and you're bitter. Now, that's because you choose to be bitter, and God said, have a selective memory, and remember the good things that your friend has done to you. It's up to you. You can remember that your wife has made some mistakes, can't you? Well, we got a bunch of bruised ribs right now in the building. You can remember that your wife has made some mistakes. And you can remember that your wife hasn't kissed you every time you thought she ought to. If you wonder why she hasn't, would you just look at your lips in the mirror sometime and realize how appetizing that really looks? I mean, look at that, man. Look at that. God bless JoJo Moffat. And you can remember how bad your wife has been, or you can remember this, that she labored and suffered to give you children. You can remember that your husband is not what you thought he would be. Or you can remember how hard he's worked. And by the way, he may not be the most exciting thing to ever live. I mean, that guy is a pastor now. Most exciting person to ever live. Did I hear the amens in the choir? In fact, I never saw such silence so loud in my life. Okay, so is that a combination of Clark Gable, Tremendous Jones, Dale Carnegie? You're no Liz Taylor and Mother Teresa yourself. I am so sick of these ignorant psychologists and psychiatrists digging up all the trash and remember this and you didn't get this, you didn't eat this, you didn't have this. Get over here on the other side and have a selective memory and remember that you got saved one time. Remember that your sins are forgiven. Remember that you live in America. Remember that you're free. Remember you belong to God. Remember that you're God's child. Remember that He's your Father. Jesus is your Savior. Bible's your book. Heaven's your home. Holy Spirit's your power. I'm saying have a selective memory and choose what you remember. You can remember that your pastor offended you once. You got mad and left the church. Or you can remember all the thousands of tears he shed on your behalf. It's up to you, your selective memory. You can remember that one thing he did to hurt your feelings or hurt your child. Or you can remember all the hours of sermon preparation and study and all the years of love that pastor's given to you. It's up to you. You can remember one and get bitter, another and get sweet, but you must select, and you do select, what you remember. You can remember, or I can remember, that I was reared in poverty. Or I can remember how God took care of us. It's my choice. I can remember that my mama was gone at 4 o'clock every morning. I can be bitter because my mother wasn't at home. I can be bitter because mother didn't come in until after dark in the afternoon. Or I can remember that she went to work in a lunchroom and had to walk to a bus stop and catch a bus, ride the bus, get off the bus, transfer to a streetcar or a tram or train, you'd call it, and then ride the train down till she came to another place and get off the train, get on another bus, and spend 2 hours every morning going to work at Elmwood School and worked all day behind a hot steam table in a lunchroom. And in the afternoon, she got off and took the bus to the streetcar, took the streetcar to the bus, got on the bus, came home with hands that were bleeding because she had some kind of infections on her hands, with a stooped little back because she had no husband to take care of her, so she could put some food in this little boy's stomach, and so she'd give a roof over my head. I'm trying to say, I don't know about you, but I plan to have a selective memory. I can remember if I want to that I was reared in a broken home, but I also can choose to remember instead that I was reared in America. I can remember that I have the bitterest of enemies. I can remember, if I want to, that I'm probably as hated as any preacher in America. But I can also remember, if I choose, I can remember that I'm probably the most loved preacher in America. I probably have more real friends than any man behind a pulpit this morning. Now, I'm not going to spend my time over here remembering my enemies. I'm going to spend my time over here remembering my friends. I plan to have a selective memory. I can if I want to. Remember my sister nagging at me. And annoying me. But if I choose to, I can remember the good things. Let's go to the next point here. I can recall my sister nagging at me if I want to. Or I can recall her working for $10 a week at the Pollock Paper Company, getting paid on Saturday at noon, going down buying me a baseball and bringing it home. I can remember that first baseball glove I ever had, that woman bought for me, and the first baseball I ever owned, that woman bought for me, and the first ball glove I ever owned, she bought for me, and the first bicycle I ever owned, she bought it and paid $1 a week for 20-some-odd weeks and bought it for me. I don't choose to remember that my sister annoyed me. I don't remember. I've forgotten that, but praise God, I've not forgotten the things she's done for me. Country's full of a bunch of spoiled brats. All their members are negative. I could remember, if I chose to, the battles I fought. But I choose to remember the victories I've seen. I could remember, if I wanted to, by selective memory, the hurt that's been inflicted on me. I choose, rather, to by selective memory, to remember the good that people have done for me. I can, if I want to, remember that some people turned on me and left the church. But I don't choose to remember that. I choose to remember the many years those same people served God right here in this auditorium and how many times they encouraged me. I preached across the country. You'd be amazed how many people got mad at me and left this church, but they move off to some other city and I'm preaching there and they want to see me. Maybe you ought to move away so you'd like to see me. They want, and they'll, I was out west. A couple came to hear me preach. They got mad, walked out of this church, wouldn't speak to me, wrote me a dirty letter. 10 years passed, I was out west preaching. They came to hear me. After this, all of them walked up and said, "Brother Hiles, man alive, boy, you preached like you always did." I wanted to say, "How did you know?" The honest truth was, I was glad to see him. Do you think I'm going to spend my life remembering the last week a couple spent in this church because they got mad at me? When that same couple, maybe for 20 years, had dropped their tithe in the collection plate every Sunday, and that couple prayed for me for 20 years. Okay, so they don't like me now. I'm not going to remember that. I'm going to remember by selective memory, I'm going to remember all the good things they did for me. I get letters called another day. "Dear Brother Hiles, can you ever forgive me for what I did?" Signed it. And I sat there for hours and I couldn't remember what they did. I was having one of my spells. I couldn't remember. And boy, I thank God for that. I thank God. I couldn't even. I wrote back and I said, "Whatever it is, you're forgiven." And I got thinking, what was it? I dreamed up a bunch of stuff. But I'm trying to tell you, listen. It's up to you. You can remember yourself to the nut house. Or you can remember yourself to a happy, prosperous, wonderful life. You call it, she calls it, a selective memory. Tuesday afternoon, I stood behind the pulpit, Franklin Road Baptist Church, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. The members of the voting board, there's six of us that the Sword of the Lord spoke at Dr. Hudson's funeral. I was the last one to speak of the voting board. And I remembered sitting up on the platform while the others were speaking. I remembered that day Dr. Rice and I were sitting in a restaurant in Indianapolis, Indiana. Dr. Rice said, "Dr. Hiles, the stars rising in Atlanta, Georgia, or Decatur near Atlanta." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "This young man down there doing a great job for God, named Curtis Hudson." I saw him sitting on the platform, and I remembered that little first letter I got from him saying, "Dear Dr. Hiles, 9 years ago I heard you preach in Atlanta, Georgia, Antioch Baptist Church. I saw you, I heard you give your famous soul winning lecture, went out the next day. I was a pastor of a church with 20 members carrying a rural route 41 postal route to make a living. Never won a soul to Christ. Pastor of a little tiny church, I'd never won a soul to Christ. I heard your soul winning lecture, and he said the first thing I thought was, that ought to be on nationwide television. Everybody in America ought